Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you would like to do that, again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we have our own official chat server. For those curious, we do actually watch some of the chats there. The YouTube chat is just so busy considering how few viewers we have that it's useless to attempt to watch it. But we have our own official chat server that is always online, always active. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. A number of the hosts actually have accounts there and take part in the chats, at least occasionally. Some people just sit there glued to it, evidently, and watch it 24/7. I don't think any of the hosts pay that close attention to it, but it is there, and that's chat.freetalklive.com if you want to join it. It's also it's federated, I think. I'm not exactly sure how that may just be something that we control that isn't federated. I don't remember now off the top of my head, but that's chat.freetalklive.com. Speaking of things we can't control, we would love to have Mark here in the studio with us, but regrettably, that just isn't practical given certain events that transpired last year. But he is, however, able to join us via remote connection at least twice a week on Sundays and Wednesdays, and we have Mark with us now. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about taxes and smoking and these sorts of things, and I wanted to give my experience because, you know, for one, I had never considered the idea, which is worse for me, a Happy Meal or a pack of Marlboros. So this is a new conversation for me, and I like that. But
well, from what I can tell, all of the data seems to suggest that fast food is worse for, or junk food / processed food / fast food, however you wish to characterize it, is worse for you than smoking. Now, it depends. If you're smoking four packs a day versus one Big Mac a week, it's going to depend on how often you're eating junk food and how often you're smoking, obviously, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that your body can handle perhaps five cigarettes a week or, a Big Mac a week or something like that without too much trouble.
I'm not entirely sure how true that is, though.
Okay.
Now, I got to find the numbers here. They were just right in front of me, and, of course, now that I want them, they're not. However,
I kind of don't trust these numbers because the people who hate smoking really hate smoking, and the people who hate fast food really hate fast food. And so they kind of find what they want. You know, like the Super Size Me guy, they went through and looked at what he was talking about, and this wasn't science.
Before you say you don't trust the numbers, let me give you the numbers.
All right.
Again, that's presuming I'm actually going to be able to find them. However, you don't have to really trust the numbers. Smoking doesn't cause obesity. Now, look around at the number of obese people and the overwhelming degrees by which the average person is eating fast food. And working in the food industry throughout the pandemic, I saw this firsthand, and I'm just not going to be able to find the numbers that I had just a few minutes ago. However, the average rate of someone with diabetes and obesity, it seems to decrease their life expectancy to about 50 years old versus smoking, which tends to cause death around the age of 60 to 65.
Oh, so you get an extra 15 years with cigarettes. Look at that.
That seems to be the case. They're not explicitly saying that, but the numbers do seem to suggest that.
And I'm not advocating for either one of these things. I try to stick to whole foods, and I gave up smoking. Well, how old is my son? When he was one. And the reason I gave up smoking was in 2009 when Barack Obama came in. He you know, of course, there were plenty of taxes on cigarettes at the time, but what there weren't taxes on was roll your own and little, like, cigars, gas station cigars, and cigars generally.
I attempted the roll your own thing for a bit when I first came to New Hampshire, and it was just because it was, they were a little bit cheap, well, it was significantly cheaper to do that than it was to buy cigarettes, but it was so much work.
It is a lot of work.
That it just wasn't worth it.
And they taste terrible.
Yeah, they're not good.
I liked them because I had already smoked Winston's and American Spirits at that point, which are sort of thing as the tobacco without all of the additives. So it didn't really bother me. It just tasted the way that tobacco is supposed to sort of naturally taste. Except mine also had menthol infused into it, because of course it did.
So at the time, roll your own and like gas station cigars weren't really taxed. You know, they had sales tax and things like that, but they didn't have that kind of federal government tax that cigarettes do. And this, they put a like a, we're gonna, you know, hospitalization for children, kind of thing, is what they said they're doing. But with the government, money's fungible. So when they're not sending money to, when they don't have to send as much money to kids, in the hospital, they just send more money to drop bombs on other people's children around the world. And I just couldn't live with that, so I gave up smoking. And in fact, the tax worked for me. Barack Obama put a tax on cigars, and I quit smoking them as a result. So, kind of, to some extent, these people can claim that what they do is true. They're disincentivizing the behavior, and
I suspect most people aren't going to be particularly bothered by the increase in tax. You know, they're not going to be motivated by the realization that this is causing bombs to be dropped on kids in the Middle East.
Well, and Mark, for you, it sounds like it was more of like an ethical and a principle standpoint and like less about the money, which I think most people, taxes, it's about the money. It's not about the ethics of taxation.
Right. And absolutely, 100%. But at any point, at some point, if you raise the taxes high enough, then people will, you know, some people will skirt around it, but others will just simply stop smoking. And that's what we've seen in like New York City, where the taxes on cigarettes are so high that they sell Lucy's and that sort of thing. But I suspect people smoke less there as a result, because it's just so expensive.
People also die for selling Lucy on the streets there.
Every once in a while, yeah. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but...
Was that George Floyd?
No, that was Eric. I think it was Eric Gardner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. People can Google that, but I think it's fascinating. Hey, you guys are having some kind of vote, maybe tomorrow or in the near future, on New Hampshire secession.
I'm curious.
Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, that is January the 20th at 3:30 p.m. Thank goodness it's not tomorrow. That's really short notice. It's a little over 2 weeks away. It'll be 2 weeks as of tomorrow. 3:30 p.m. Obviously, we're trying to get as many Free Staters and Libertarians as we can to show up at the State House there in Concord, which is more or less about an hour drive from anywhere else in New Hampshire, so it's not like we're asking a whole lot of people to come out and show support for this in this historic occasion, where just by doing this, this all started when Dave Ridley called one night and was like, hey, I want to pursue this, but it's going to cost the New Hampshire taxpayer $2,000 to have this bill read. And it happened to be, I think, myself and Ian who were on that night, and we both went, I'll put up a grand, let's do it. And Dave took the ball from there. He started contacting state reps. He found Mike Sylvia, Matt Santanastasso, and some others who were on board with it, started having weekly meetings. And the next thing we know, this thing actually has legs under it and is actually being put forward to the State House of Representatives. And now there's an actual vote in a little over 2 weeks about a constitutional amendment that, if passed by, I think, a two-thirds majority or something like that by the people of New Hampshire, would cause... These not allowed, but directly calls at that exact moment the state of New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the federal government.
Amazing.
So what was the threshold? I don't know that this is amazing. It sounds to me like a politician put in a bill. This happens thousands of times a year in around the United States. And
yes,
God
but
knows
New Hampshire has some unique qualities that make this a bit more important than just, because I'm sure some state rep in Texas has done this as well. And that is, one, the concentration of libertarians in New Hampshire absolutely does. And stick around with us for a little bit more, Mark, because I get the feeling you want to weigh in on it. a lot of libertarians and free staters here who will show up in order to express support for this bill. I don't think it's going to be possible to hold this in the smaller room. I think we'll easily get more than 50 there. And every bill in New Hampshire has to get a hearing, which gives us the opportunity to actually do there, go there, express our support, make the state reps, make it clear to them where we stand on this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Live, where you can call in with your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we've been telling you about Intercoin for the last year and a half, somewhere around there, maybe 2 years. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, using just an email address, which means you can actually keep your privacy intact. You can also acquire the ITR, that's the Intercoin Investor Token, at Uniswap. You can find links to both of those on their website at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Now, with X Markets, because it allows you to actually retain your privacy and sign up with only an email address, you can only deposit cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and then trade them for Tether and use that to buy ITR. But sometimes, to keep your privacy intact, you just have to jump through a few extra hoops. And I suspect anyone who is listening to the show is already acquainted with that process. So check them out. That's intercoin.org. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We have Mark joining with us. We've been talking about the New Hampshire Independence Bill. It's come up a number of times tonight, which is always great for me because I love talking about it. There were some clarifications. The Texas bill did get put forward by a state representative, but it never even reached committee, and it was really passive, weak language. I don't remember Mark, there was some weird, I don't know what you were doing there, but there was some weird noise. It was very passive. Well, if this resolution passes, we will begin to consider the possibility of perhaps maybe at some point within the next 500 years having a committee explore the possibility of seceding from the United States. It probably wasn't really that watered down, but the New Hampshire Independence Bill, it's blunt, it's in your face, it's short. There was a lot of work done to narrow this down to as short a language as possible, so there was no room for misinterpretation. We're not looking at a possible Brexit here. If this thing passes, it's immediate independence for the state of New Hampshire. Mark, are you still with us?
Yeah, I think that it's worth mentioning that Texas is the only state in the union that has secession written into its constitution. I'm not saying that Texas is going to secede or that Texas is better than New Hampshire, because I think those are dumb conversations. But I think it's worth mentioning the Texans love that that's in their constitution, and frankly, it should be in every state's constitution. Any state that decided to join the United States should have had an exit clause. Any contract, any good contract, has an exit clause.
Well, so, I would argue that the New Hampshire Constitution does. I think it's the 10th article or the 10th section within the first article or the 10th article within the first section. I don't remember, and it's not important, but the right to revolt against the government, the right to overthrow it, is enshrined within the New Hampshire Constitution.
Yeah, well, that is some weak language. You're just talking about weak language. I mean, people should go read 2A and see what it says, because it's not like you have the right, when your government doesn't sue you, to take a bayonet and drive it through the nearest politician. Oh, by no means does it say anything like that. Mild.
Well, I can tell you exactly what it says, because it's not mild at all. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community. Not necessarily something I agree with, but moving on. And not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may, and of right, ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. That's
sure.
I don't really see that as being weak.
Manifest, all other avenues are exhausted, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if at this point, if the fact that New Hampshire is surrounded by states that have legalized marijuana and it still can't get that done, there's evidence, all the evidence you need that the state house isn't going to agree with whatever you define as freedom.
not at all, Mark. The issue of marijuana has nothing to do with the state house and has everything to do with the Republican governor, Chris Sununu, who has vowed repeatedly to veto any marijuana legalization that reaches his desk.
Then they just need to get enough politicians to say, Look, fine, whatever. That's all that's keeping. It's just the Republican governor, because we've had Democratic governors in the past in New Hampshire, and
Sununu has. I'm not saying that changing the governor to a Democrat is going to make us free. I don't consider marijuana legalization to really be one of the critical fighting points of liberty.
I think it's a really great thing to look at, because, the path of legalization of marijuana through over the course of the last decade really does show that people have been able to use the government apparatus in certain states in order to achieve more liberty. And it also goes to show that New Hampshire isn't about freedom, which is what's been said on Free Talk Live a great deal. New Hampshire's about a broken system that it makes it very difficult to pass legislation.
All right, Mark, I'm confused by your position then, because at one point you're accusing me of saying that, oh, well, if we just have a Democratic governor, we'll suddenly be free, when we're literally talking about pot legalization here. I didn't say that having a Democratic governor would make us free. I said that Governor Sununu is the one standing in the way of pot legalization, and now you're making the...
But before him, Mark, it was the Democrat.
We didn't have it then. That was, what, eight years ago?
You're on national radio with 500,000 people listening to you right now. You've got to be clear when you say it's the Republican governor, that you don't mean that a Democratic governor would have solved the problem.
I never said that Governor Sununu was the one keeping us from being free. I said he was the one keeping pot legalization from happening. And then you took that and you said, oh, so if we just have a Democratic governor, we'll be free. And then you turn around and make the exact opposite point, which is that marijuana legalization is a fine step for freedom. So which one is it? Do we have to be completely free? Or is it okay for New Hampshire to be here taking little steps toward freedom? Which is it?
I love little steps towards freedom. However,
then why are you throwing these straw men at me that, we have to be completely free, and that's only going to happen with a Democratic governor, which isn't even remotely what I said.
It's a deep concern of mine that Free Talk Live, in my absence, has become so wildly pro-New Hampshire that the only thing I can do is call in now and then and try to hold people accountable. And what I want to do right now is I want to try to get some idea of how successful you think the New Hampshire secession bill is going to be. Like, do you think it's going to make it out of committee? And do you think that's going to, how many people are going to show up? Do you think that the statists haven't considered for a moment that, that there's going to be 100, maybe 200 libertarians that show up for this, and we need to have some system for dealing with it? And I hope you guys make this happen. I don't think you will, but I hope for liberty every opportunity that it's presented. I'm always rooting for liberty.
Do you want to stick around for one more segment to get the answers to those questions?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Mark is still with us here, not able to be with us here in the studio, but he's asked a number of interesting questions, like how successful do I think this is going to be, and what do I think the statists are going to, or what do we think the statists are going to do in response to this, and I think we can probably answer those questions. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get into the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a web page on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Virginia officials are defending their response to a blizzard that stranded hundreds of motorists along I-95 on Monday and Tuesday. Governor Ralph Northam and others said conditions for the gridlock can be blamed on heavy snowfall and plunging temperatures, which caused a truck to jackknife and trigger a chain reaction. Some motorists were stranded overnight Monday into Tuesday afternoon. And Ford has beat out Tesla to become the top-performing car stock of 2021. This is USA Radio News. 2021 gun sales hit a new high.
Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mayo Clinic is dismissing around 700 workers for failing to comply with a vaccine mandate policy at the Rochester, Minnesota-based health system. Employees had until Monday to either receive their first shots or obtain an exemption for medical or religious reasons. The Star Tribune reported the Mayo Clinic did grant most exemption requests. People come from all over the world for treatment at the Mayo Clinic. And Walmart is set to hire more than 3,000 new employees to expand its home delivery service. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join the discussion, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And joined via remote by co-host Mark, who doesn't get to be on the air quite as much as he would like, thanks primarily to a little disagreement that Free Talk Live and some of its hosts had with the federal government in March of last year. I was actually curious, so I looked, and the anniversary of that night is one of the nights where I'm going to have to try to rope Ian into being on the show that night. But we are joined by Mark, of course, and he just asked a number of interesting questions that I want to get into. How do I think the statists, that is the big government worshippers, the ones who love the United States and big government and all of that stuff, or they just love the status quo, however we wish to characterize them, how do I think they're going to respond to this? And what do I think the actual results of this hearing, this bill, this attempt for New Hampshire to declare independence will actually be? Well, I can address the statist one first. There will be some sort of statist response to this, sure. We saw the same thing here when Keene introduced its mask mandate recently. Keene, of course, being one of the more liberal, more democratic bastion strongholds in New Hampshire versus New Hampshire as a whole, which tends to be more conservative and not as much statist. But there's a huge disparity between the number of people who were against the reintroduction of a mask mandate and the people who actually were there to speak out in favor of reinstating the mask mandate. And I suspect we'll see the same thing there. Opposition doesn't inspire a whole lot of people. Being against something doesn't really inspire a whole lot of things. Like when I ran for sheriff, people hating me, that didn't inspire a whole lot of activity. They might look me up on Facebook and shoot me some message or an email or something like that. But it was love. It was appreciation that actually inspired people to do things. No one who hated me went through the trouble of handwriting and finding my address and mailing me a letter. But plenty of people who liked what I was doing did that. So how many statists who are against what we're doing are actually going to show up? Not very many, because hatred just doesn't inspire very many people to act. However,
can I clarify my question just a little bit, Arian?
Sure.
What concerns me, and I understand where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with anything you've said. I just want to clarify a little bit.
Okay.
Ron Paul had a plan for winning in 2012, which included using the Republican system apparatus. This was telegraphed ahead of time to the Republican Party, basically everybody saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make delegates, and we're going to get in there, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And that's kind of what's happened with this bill up to this point. And I'm not saying that that's a bad move. I'm saying that's likely what you had to do. And it's pretty obvious what the libertarian move here is. We have put in a bill. We shall try to get as many libertarians into the room as possible. Maybe we can move it to the big room, and we'll make lots of noise. And if they don't do the things we like, we'll make a cacophony of boos at them, right? Like, that's
hold on, Mark, because you asked me for an opportunity to clarify your question about the status response.
Yes.
You didn't ask me for an opportunity to rail about why this isn't going to work and why libertarians are being ineffectual.
I didn't say that it wasn't going to work. What I'm trying to do is it's pretty obvious what is going to be done. On the one side, the libertarian.
So you didn't want to clarify your question. You wanted to answer your own question.
Okay. Fine. The clarification is, what are the politicians going to do in reaction? What is the plan against what the politicians are going to do? Because they're going to do something. They know you're coming, and they're going to do something. I'm not talking about, you know, Mary Smith coming in from Potsdam to say, I think it's a terrible idea for us to leave the United States. I love the United States. They're my favorite colors, red, white, and blue, right? Like, I'm not her. I'm not concerned with her. What I'm concerned with is that you guys don't even get a chance to stand up and say it. Like, they change the date. They get you all to come there, and they say, oh, sorry, we decided to do something else. And then everybody goes back home, and then only half as many people show up the next day, or whatever it is that they do.
I don't know the ins and outs of the New Hampshire political system. I don't believe they can just change the date and time like that. And as I understand it, anyone who wants to speak on a bill's hearing has to be allowed to speak. So I don't think there's anything they can do to secretly change the hearing date and time, or to say, okay, well, we're going to have these 15 plants out there in the audience, and we're only going to let those people speak because we know what they're going to say. I'm not 100% sure. There may be someone listening who has a better idea than me, but I don't think the New Hampshire political system is set up to allow them to do that.
Expect shenanigans, and it absolutely is. I can tell the New Hampshire system is as messed up as any of the others, and frankly, I've had to deal with it. The reason that I'm considering strongly right now selling my house in New Hampshire, it's because I've been in a 2-year battle with the town just trying to put an addition on my house. And they've broken their own laws, they've lied, they've cheated, they've done all kinds of things. And it's just so demoralizing because they do it and they get paid to do it and this is their hobby. You just want to build an addition or live your life or do whatever you want to do. And now this is true in many, many places across the United States. I'm not saying New Hampshire bad because of this, but
well, I'm not going to, name the town in which you're talking about, but
please don't.
Yeah, you're not talking about like Westmoreland or something like that. You're talking about I know you've lived there as well, and they didn't bother you when you did your thing there.
Not true. Westmoreland and I were embroiled in 2 different lawsuits.
Okay,
and that's the reason they called me the Church of the Flaming A-hole is what they called my property. And
wow.
They gave me all the trouble they could possibly give me, and I'm just telling you that if you fight these people, like, shenanigans will ensue. They do it all the time, and that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I know, Mark. They did that a little under 9 months ago when they kicked in the doors and the windows here.
And
so, we know that when you take on status, shenanigans will happen.
And I don't anybody is expecting for, like, this bill to just get, like, easily passed, and it's just going to be, like, just a smooth, swift transition into New Hampshire independence, and it's going to be all unicorns and rainbows. I don't really think that anybody is expecting that. I know there's... I think everybody's expecting there to be backlash from politicians. There's going to be backlash from all of the statists, and it's not going to be a super smooth transition, but something needs to be happen, and I think this is a good chance to make a big step forward, even just having a hearing on this bill.
Yeah, and it's important to keep in mind that when we...
That's how the process works.
Yeah, when they're planning... Hold on, Mark. It's important, because I want to clarify my point on this. It's important for people to remember that when we first started planning this, the videos of which you can find at shiresociety.com, I don't know the exact website. You can find them on Odyssey, though. We were very clear that we didn't expect this to actually cause New Hampshire to declare independence. It was to get the conversation started, to introduce people to the idea, to normalize it to them, because the first time someone hears an idea, it's going to sound crazy to them. But the more they hear it, each time, the less crazy it sounds. But now, it's there. It's in the state house. And it's not a very good sales pitch for us to be like, oh, well, we don't think this thing is going to really have any impact. We just want to get people to have the conversation. No, we're going to be out there preaching the fire on this thing that this could happen. Because that's what excites people. That's what makes that conversation happen more. I don't know where it's going to go from here. But I'm not going to sit here and use this national radio show to be like, oh, we're just trying to get a conversation started. Why would I want to undermine something that I'm trying to make happen? At this point,
that's why I called tonight. Because I agree with you. I want that too, and that's why I called to say, look, they're gonna cheat, they're gonna lie, and be prepared for it. Start planning now. You've got 2 weeks until, or however long it is, until this happens. Just be as prepared as you possibly can be for any eventuality, because they've got something up their sleeve. But I do have a question. I now need clarification from you. Real quick, is it two-thirds for the to pass, and then two-thirds for the public, or what?
I'm not entirely sure. I wish I knew the answer to that, but I just don't. And we are getting some weird clicking from you, so we're going to wrap up your conversation with us tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, or even after the show, you can find us on our chat server. That's chat.freetalklive.com if you'd like to carry on the conversation with us there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Nikki.
And we're actually joined now by Ian. And what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just listening and wanted to respond because I do have some of the answers that you didn't have necessarily off the top of your head.
Awesome.
I've been following the NH exit situation pretty closely. I blogged just today about over at nhexit.us about this new hearing, the very first ever. I mean, as far as I can tell, the first ever in the history of the United States public hearing on the question of whether or not to leave the United States.
That's not too surprising. I mean, It seems like there may have been some prior to the Civil War, but this is certainly the first since.
And yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, Civil War.
Okay. Even though they probably wouldn't have had any open public hearings about the matter back then. But I don't know.
Certainly you wouldn't have been able to pass the word around as quickly as we can today about it. But the last caller had asked the question about 60, or what was the percentage? So it's 60% of the state House representatives and 60% of the senators in New Hampshire have to vote for, so three-fifths. They have to vote for whatever the constitutional amendment is, whether it's a constitutional amendment to legalize cannabis, which we're going to have, that's a potential constitutional amendment, or it's the one to have the secession question on the ballot, they have to vote with three-fifths, which is 60% or more. So that's not impossible. It is still, you know, a high bar to get people to vote for this. However, it's worth pointing out that this isn't asking the representatives to vote on secession. And a lot of them are going to misunderstand this. And so when people reach out to the state representatives about this, and there's 400 of them here in New Hampshire, when they reach out to the state reps and talk about, hey, can you vote for CACR 32, the New Hampshire Independence Bill, they're not actually voting on independence. They're not voting on secession. And they're going to be confused, but they need to have it clarified for them. They are going to vote to put this on the ballot for the people to decide. So if they,
which is very different from asking them to take a position and say, yes, New Hampshire should secede.
Right. If they're total empire supporters and they love the federal government and all the things that it does, or they want you to try to change it from the inside, then they should still support letting the people of New Hampshire vote on it, because they must surely believe that the people of New Hampshire agree with them and that the people of New Hampshire will agree to stay in the federal government. So what are they afraid of? Put it on the ballot.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And so then then, if it does get on the ballot, 67% or two-thirds of the voters would have to vote for it in order for it to pass. And then it does go into effect as soon as it's quote-unquote proclaimed by the governor. And as I understand it, he has to. Like, I don't think he can just... Everybody just voted for this thing, so I don't think he can just neglect to do that.
Well, that would be one of the sort of tricks, that one of the dirty tricks that the previous caller was talking about that I would sort of expect them to pull. But some of the other dirty tricks that were mentioned I just don't think are possible.
Yeah, it was funny listening to him talk about being such an expert on the State House when I'm pretty sure the number of times he's actually been to the State House I could count on one hand. I've been there for probably days as far as like the numbers of hours totaled in front of these various different committees and such. I've done a lot of testifying in front of the State House. And certainly there are some dirty tricks that can be pulled. I think the dirtiest trick would be to come in and amend this thing. So to come in and just change the language of the proposal to where it's completely, you know, useless. It's now, you know, change it from an absolute we're going to secede kind of question to one of these Texas resolutions where maybe we'll start thinking about looking into seceding or whatever, or just completely gut it. You know,
can the committee do that?
Yeah, the committee could do that. However, what the caller doesn't understand is that the secretary of the committee is in favor of this legislation. She has come out in favor of this legislation.
I didn't know that either.
The secretary of the committee is the wife of a man who was put into prison by the federal government for 5 years.
Wow.
A man named Jerry DeLimas, his wife Susan, is the secretary on the committee. He was put into prison for going down to the Nevada rancher situation. Remember that back in like 2014?
Yeah, with the Bundys?
The Bundy Ranch.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he went down there. He didn't like shoot at anybody or hurt anybody. He just was there, and the federal gang snatched him up after he got back to New Hampshire.
Wow.
And charged him, and he unfortunately took a guilty plea on that, whereas everyone who went not guilty, the juries actually found them not guilty. So unfortunately, he was one of the only people to actually go
to
prison.
That's unfortunate.
But, you know, that's what happens when people get charged usually by the federal gang. So she's on board, and I know Alu Axelman from LibertyBlock.com has been regularly reaching out to these state representatives, and so there may be some others. So she may not be alone on this particular committee. So it's definitely not going to go down 22-0, whatever the results are from this this committee. And as far as rescheduling...
That's encouraging.
Yeah, and as far as rescheduling goes, they have to announce that in advance. Otherwise, they would have to do it in the room on the day of. So they would have to call the bill into, you know, public hearing and immediately say, okay, we're going to reschedule this for a different day. And they could totally do that. It could be the case that... And
yeah, but all of us there who support the bill would be there for that and be like, okay, well, we'll be back that day then.
And a lot of the people are very, very passionate about this. So the people that are coming to support this, even if that did happen... I'm sure they would come back.
I hope so. I mean, it's certainly true that some people won't come back a second time, but then you might also get other people who couldn't make it to the first time who will come to the second time. And some other people might get even more upset. Like if it's perceived that it was shenanigans that were
going on. Like it was with the $27 million that the committee rejected, and then they were like, no, we want to have a secret meeting, and shenanigans like that.
Yeah, maybe even more people come.
Especially when it's so painfully obvious.
Yeah, so I think what's most likely to happen as far as rescheduling is because it's scheduled for the afternoon, most of these hearings happen at 9, 10 in the morning, so it's unusually late in the day. That means a lot of people can easily attend without any kind of excuse.
Yeah, right? That's really good news for us.
It's good news, but it's also bad news because it means it's almost certainly going to be continued if a lot of people show up. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. So if a bunch of people show up at 3:30 in the afternoon and the room's packed and the list of speakers is going to go beyond 5 o'clock, I mean, in theory, they can go later than that, but they're not going to want to. So they're going to say, all right, we'll take as many speakers as we can have today, and then if you want to speak on this and you don't get in the first day, then come back on, you know, 2 weeks from now or a week from now, whatever it would be. Usually they're going to push it out another week and won't be like the next day.
Okay.
But what's likely to happen also is sometimes the other hearings run long, and that won't necessarily be a shenanigans. It'll just be the way it goes. Like, there might be some other popular thing at 2 o'clock, and they only schedule a half an hour, or you know, 2:30 or 3 or something. They only have a half hour scheduled for it, but it goes for an hour and a half. Well, now we're at 5 o'clock before the the secession hearing can happen, and so they might just put the whole thing off into another day. So whether it's shenanigans or not, those are just some of the realistic things that you can expect to happen with an afternoon hearing like that.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's not good for it to think about it. I don't like the idea of splitting it, right? If they have to delay the whole thing, I'm fine with that. But I don't like the idea of, you know, having the most passionate people who are going to want to speak first come out there and speak at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon, and then 2 weeks later have another 15 to 30 people come in and speak, because by then they're going to already have forgotten the impactful, passionate messages of the first people who spoke on that first hearing. So I would like it to be all one continuous segment of just liberty lovers speaking out in favor of this thing. And sure, your occasional statist who's hateful enough and loves the government enough to actually come out and speak against this.
Yeah, I liked your point about that, that the people who are against this aren't as likely to be active to come out to do this, but this is a pretty big topic, and it will be interesting to hear the empire supporters and what their reasons are to stay with the United States.
Well, they can have their reasons to stay with the United States, but that doesn't mean they have to be against this ballot measure, because it would just allow...
True, but they're going to come out.
Yeah.
They're going to.
Yeah, but
even if they're the state workers themselves, because usually at these hearings, it's usually the people who are in favor of freedom and the actual government workers who testify. It's almost no one else that comes to these hearings.
Okay. Yeah. Should be interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see who is against secession and what their reasons are for it. Because, like, Alu Axelman can't get anyone to debate him. Even the state rep on this committee who wrote a lengthy just screed against this particular bill, he refuses to actually have a conversation about it.
Because he knows he'll probably get destroyed.
Probably.
Well, they have to have that conversation effectively on January the 20th, don't they?
Yes.
Yep.
Assuming it doesn't get delayed or something like that. I look forward to seeing what happens. I look forward to seeing how many people we can get out there for this. I mean, this news just launched today, and we've spent probably half the show talking about it. So
I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome. I have a really good feeling about this.
You can email the reps. There's an email address that sends one. You send one email to the address that goes to all 20 or 22 reps on a committee. That's over at nhexit.us right now, an article.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the clarifications. And if you're a liberty lover in New Hampshire, you've got to get to this meeting. That's January 20th, just over 2 weeks out at 3:30 p.m. And you can join us. Chat with us about it in the meantime. Chat.freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow. It's been...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.